Joining out of an R is optional. Here's how you do it if you want to join out of an R. Curve into the R. Do a little dip before you come into your next letter. This is into a curved letter N. Or into a sharp letter U. Or out of an R into a start back letter, such as an O, E, or S. Or into a letter in the A family. Okay, here are some examples of not joining after the R. Since it's optional, you get to choose what you want to do. We'll do the word cars. And I'm just going to follow that waistline for my R, not do a dip. Pick my pencil up and do the next letter. Morning, or any longer word with an R in the middle, I really like stopping after the R, because it gives me a chance to scoot my whole hand over into a more comfortable writing position. So more, and then I pick up my pencil and do the rest of the word, morning. And out my eye. Joining after a B, a P, or an S is also optional. These letters all end on the wrong side for going into the next letter. So if we're going to join out of a B, we have to come back along that last part of the line into our next letter. Or you can do the B and then just start the rest of the word with another stroke. But here's how you join a B. Done the B, and then you just follow that line back out into your next letter. P starts with a sharp entrance there. There we are, stopping on the wrong side, so we had to follow it back out to get into our next letter. S. We could stop and start again on the rest of the word, or we can follow that bottom line back out and go into the next letter. And I wanted to show you an example with a double S, because a lot of people think it looks different, like I've done something different. It's very pretty, but we haven't really done anything different. Start into the S, come back down. Then we follow that bottom line back out and go into our next S. There is no join before or into an F or a Z. So if we have a word with an F in the middle, we write the first part of the word, in this case it's after, so we'll write the A. Then we have to stop, pick up our pencil, and start our F. Since it's after, I'm going to also do my T, and then I'll cross both letters at the same time into my E. The second stroke of my E takes me out so I can join into the R. Couple more examples of words with an F in it. You have to stop and start the F by itself. Never join into an F. Here's a double F, so I'll do the main part of both Fs. and then cross them with one line. Same with Z, we never join into a Z. So if there's a Z in the middle of a letter, in the middle of a word, we have to stop and start again with another stroke to do our Z. You can join out of the Z, just not into it. One more example. Pick your pencil up to start the Z. Same in dozen. We would do the first part of the word, pick the pencil up to finish the word. Now these letters all end in the basement. G, J, Q, and Y, and we never join out of these letters. So if there's a G in the middle of a word, we do as far as a G, and at the end of the G, we have to pick our pencil up to finish the word. So in the word good, we do a G, then we pick our pencil up, and we do the rest of the word. Another example is with a J. We can do our J, we can join into the J, but we can't join out of it. We have to start again. The word jam gives you a good opportunity to cross your J when you have to start the next letter in the word. And queen, we can never join out of a Q. We have to stop there and start our next letter. Last example is a Y. Y's end up in the basement, so we have to pick our pencil up to finish the word. Yes, you. Here's an example with a Y in the middle of the word instead of at the beginning. So, says, we do our Y, pick up our pencil to do the last letter.